All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive. Today, we're tackling something I think a lot of us are thinking about these days. And that is, you know, with all the mental health apps and the gurus out there promising like quick fixes and stuff, it's kind of hard to know what to believe.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're going to try to cut through the noise a little bit.
Okay.
And look at three specific things
that
have gotten super popular. Yoga breathwork and HASS. Cold showers.
Interesting.
We're basing this deep dive on an article called Yoga, Breathwork, and Cold Showers. Do these viral mental health hacks actually work?
Catchy title.
Right. Yeah. We'll see if the article lives up to it.
Okay, let's do it.
So I don't know about you, but it seems like everywhere I turn, people are talking about like DIY mental health.
Yeah.
You know,
it is really interesting how much people are searching for those tools.
Yeah.
Like they want to take control of their mental well-being.
It makes sense, though, right?
Yeah.
Like with everything going on in the world these days, who doesn't need a little extra help sometimes?
I know I do.
Me too. But I gotta say, sometimes I'm a little skeptical.
Okay.
Like, can taking a cold shower really, like, change your brain chemistry?
That's a good question.
It is.
Let's maybe start with something a little bit more familiar.
Okay.
Like yoga.
Yeah, yoga. That's been around forever, right?
It has been practiced for centuries, actually.
But it seems like everyone's saying it's like the key to happiness and stress relief these days.
It's definitely having a moment.
So is it all hype or is there actually something to it?
You know, there is actually quite a bit of research now.
Really?
That backs up a lot of the traditional claims about yoga.
So it's not just about like touching your toes.
It's more than flexibility. It's really the combination of the physical postures.
Right.
The deep breathing, and then that focus on being present in the moment.
Hmm.
That seems to be where the magic happens.
So it's like a triple whammy against stress.
You could say
I get how like the physical part helps, you know, get the tension out.
Yeah.
But how does the like the mental part actually work?
Well, imagine you're in a yoga class, right?
Right.
You're holding a challenging pose and all you're thinking about is your breath and staying balanced.
Right.
You're essentially training your amygdala.
Your amygdala.
Which is the part of your brain that processes fear and stress.
Okay.
You're training it to chill out.
Ah, I see.
And as you practice this regularly, those feelings of calm and well-being, they actually start to stick around, even when you're not on the mat.
Wow, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
But I remember you said earlier that yoga is not like a cure-all.
Right.
But, you know, I've heard people say it like totally changed their lives.
Sure.
So how do we know when it's actually helpful versus just, you know, getting caught up in the hype?
That is the $1 million question.
Yeah.
Yoga can be incredibly beneficial for a lot of people, especially when it comes to managing stress and improving mood. But it's really important to understand that it's not a replacement.
Okay.
For therapy or medication for people dealing with serious mental health conditions.
Gotcha.
It's about recognizing its limits and using it responsibly.
So it's a tool.
Yes.
Not the whole toolbox.
Exactly.
Okay. So let's move on to breath work.
Okay.
That one honestly seems a little mysterious to me.
I can see that.
What is actually happening when we do breath work?
So breath work is essentially any kind of practice where you're consciously changing your breathing patterns. You might have heard of box breathing, where you inhale, hold, exhale, hold for equal counts, or alternate nostril breathing.
I have heard of that.
Which can help to balance your nervous system.
So it's like more than just taking a few deep breaths when you're stressed out.
It is.
Like there's a real technique to it.
There is.
Okay, so what's the benefit of doing it the right way?
Well, it's techniques.
Yeah.
They can have surprisingly profound effects.
Like how?
Okay, think of your nervous system
as
like a car engine.
Right. When you're feeling anxious, it's like your engine is revving way too high. And breath work is like shifting gears. It brings your engine down to a nice, calm idle.
Oh, I like that analogy. So, okay, cold showers, full disclosure. I tried those for a week and I was miserable.
Yeah, they could be rough.
Maybe I wasn't doing it right.
It's possible.
What are some common mistakes people make?
Well, cold showers can be quite a shock.
That's an understatement.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's definitely not for everyone.
True.
The key is to start slow.
Oh, okay.
Like really gradually expose yourself to the cold.
So how do you do that?
You could start by just adding a few seconds of cold water at the end of your regular shower.
Okay.
and then over time, slowly increase how long you stay under the cold water.
So like baby steps.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's really important to listen to your body.
Okay.
If you have any health conditions.
Yeah.
Definitely talk to your doctor before trying this.
That makes sense. So it's less about like turning into a polar bear.
And more about kind of gently pushing your boundaries.
Precisely. The idea is that the cold exposure triggers your body to release endorphins and norepinephrine.
What are those?
They're chemicals in your brain that can boost your mood and make you feel more alert.
So it's like hitting the reset button on your whole system.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, so there might be something to this cold shower thing after all.
It's worth exploring.
It is.
So we've talked about yoga breathwork and cold showers.
We have.
Are there any common threads that you see between these practices?
You know what I think it's really fascinating is that all three of them,
yeah,
even though they're so different, they seem to tap into this connection between our mind and our body.
You're absolutely right.
Whether it's through like physical poses or controlling our breath or changing the temperature, they all end up influencing our nervous system.
And the nervous system is so powerful.
It is.
It affects our mental state in so many ways.
So we're basically learning how to use our bodies to influence our minds.
In a way, yes.
That's kind of empowering when you think about it.
It is.
But I guess like with anything else, it's all about finding what works best for you.
Right. Absolutely. 100%.
Like you said before, these things aren't magic bullets.
No, they're not.
So it's important to have realistic expectations. Listen to your body. And if you need to, you know, talk to a professional.
For sure.
I think that's great advice. And you know what makes me wonder, like, what other everyday things might be affecting our mental health without us even realizing it?
It's an interesting thought.
It is. Maybe there's a whole world of mental health hacks just hiding in plain sight in our daily routines. Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive. Thanks for joining us, everyone.